Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by George Fishman, senior legal fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies. He authored a new report about the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, otherwise known as the Motor Vehicle Laws. And George, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, George, in your report, you talk about how there are some failures in that law that allow for voter fraud to exist. For the benefit of our listening audience, explain how that actually works.
Sure. There are two main problems with, as you called it, motor voter. One is that it explicitly prohibits voting officials from encouraging non-citizens not to vote when it's illegal, to not let them know that their voting in federal elections and in most state elections is illegal, despite the fact that during the debates in Congress, the advocates for this motor voter fell over themselves saying it's ridiculous to say that this will encourage non-citizen voting. Non-citizens are not going to vote. The bill prohibits them from voting. And the irony is that this has put a lot of well-meaning permanent residents in serious criminal trouble. Apparently, and this includes the mayor or the former mayor of Coldwater, Kansas, who just resigned, apparently not permanent residents, in some instances unknowingly have been voting, and that's a federal crime. It subjects them to deportation, and it's all because this legislation, the advocates said, oh, we can't even let officials tell non-citizens not to vote. It's crazy. And the second problem is that Republicans tried to get in a provision allowing for real voter verification to make sure that only U.S. citizens were voting in elections which were reserved for U.S. citizens. And, you know, that didn't make it in. The advocates refused to accept that. And those are the two flaws, or the two biggest flaws, and that legislation could easily have been fixed. But I guess for, you know, ideological reasons or whatever, the advocates refused.
So I read your report, and there's a set of circumstances or facts that reveal themselves as follows, because I'm sure people are wondering, well, how does this work operationally? So an individual goes in to get their driver's license, right? And they present a passport from a foreign country as their ID. And they are allowed in this particular state A to get a driver's license. During the course of the interaction with the motor vehicle folks, the motor vehicle under motor voter, they say, do you want to register to vote? And the answer might be, well, am I allowed to do so? The way the law reads, the people are prohibited from saying, no, under federal law, you can't vote in federal elections. Under state law, in this particular state, you can't vote in state elections. And maybe if you live in certain cities in this state, you might be able to vote in their respective city elections. But they can't say any of that. And their response is, well, if you want to register, register. And so the unsuspecting non-citizen immigrant registers to vote. Is that how this plays out?
That is exactly right. Of course, there's plenty of fraud in which non-citizens are deliberately voting despite knowing they're not allowed to. But there are also these situations where it's just an error. The legislation actually says, and this is the words of the legislation, the voting official shall not make any statement to an applicant or take any action, the purpose or effect of which is to discourage the applicant from registering to vote. That's the language in there. And in fact, one attorney for a permanent resident who was in trouble for voting asked, and this was years ago, but asked a ICE official, well, what if he came into the DMV wearing a T-shirt saying, I am a non-citizen? Could the DMV official say anything about that? And ICE's answer was no, can't say anything about that. So it really is incredible. They do have to attest they were non-citizen, sign their name. But, I'm sure a lot of people never actually read much of the stuff they're signing their name to, in this and many other situations.
Yeah, I mean, the scenario I gave was I just wanted to give the non-citizen immigrant the benefit of all the doubts, right? And when they're asked for the advice, they're prohibited from being told, well, you're a citizen of another country. You hold a passport to another country. That's what you use to ID yourself. In this country, you have to be a citizen to vote in federal elections, or you're deportable. You're removable. And even in the truly innocent case, by registering to vote, I think that may be even a deportable act, right?
yes, exactly. You're exactly right. And it's... Again, it's ironic. The advocates who claim to be the defenders of immigrants are pretty much deliberately, or maybe not deliberately, but in any event, placed immigrants in peril by their refusal to let officials tell non-citizens they're not supposed to be voting.
Yeah, I mean, this is interesting. I mean, getting to a point of trying to protect something so badly that you craft a law that's poorly written, and you're getting to a point where it's ripe for fraud and abuse. And in your report, you point out a bunch of different cases that have made their way through the court system, made their way, I think, even to the Supreme Court, saying that the nature of the Immigration Act that imposes the sanctions of being deportable if you do this or you do this, that relative to registering to vote or, in fact, voting is, in fact, constitutional.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Most definitely. The Supreme Court has clearly stated that the action of participating in democratic governance can certainly be reserved for U.S. citizens. That's the nature of a country. That's the nature of democracy. So, yeah, no problems with that at all. You know, of course, at Tacoma Park, Maryland wants to let illegal aliens vote in Tacoma Park city elections. You know, that's Tacoma Park's right. But when it comes to federal elections, when it comes to state elections, Congress has spoken, the state legislatures have spoken. That's the law.
So recently, the Department of Homeland Security is encouraging states to utilize the SAVE Act or the SAVE system that was established in 1987 to help verify whether someone is legally eligible. That law was passed for social services benefits, but to utilize that to check relative to citizenship status for the purposes of voting. Exactly what is the SAVE Act and or the SAVE system, and do you see that working in this context?
Most definitely. The SAVE system was developed to allow federal state government agencies to make sure that non-citizens were not getting federal welfare benefits or state welfare benefits that they were not allowed, not eligible to receive. But it can also be used through checking Social Security numbers to make sure that people trying to register to vote are U.S. citizens. And the Trump administration this year has made it much easier for states and localities to use the SAVE system to check their voter rolls, and doing everything from making it free to do it to allowing the state or local government to give, not just individually, but in bulk, large numbers of people with Social Security numbers to check that they're U.S. citizens. And so I would certainly encourage governments around the country to utilize this service that Department of Homeland Security is making available. Again, they've made it free. They've made it very easy to use. And, you know, that's what we need. We need a mechanism you know, in my mind, it should be mandatory to ensure that in elections where you must be a U.S. citizen, you actually are a U.S. citizen.
It's amazing to me that we, you know, that it's that both sides of the aisle wouldn't want like this issue put to rest, you know, because one side is always defending, oh, no, there's no fraud and abuse as it relates to voting. And as I look through your report, there's all kinds of cases that have made their way through court, right, and have been ruled upon. Well, they don't get to that level of scrutiny if it's not happening.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're being very disingenuous. You know, I think certainly we don't precisely know the level of voter fraud, but that's because there's no real verification of who's a citizen and who's not. So it's, you know, you come upon these cases, but the level in the country, if we were to simply verify the citizenship of people who are going to vote, then we'd know in a second, you know, what the level of fraud is, and the level of fraud would go away. You know, it's a very simple mechanism to fix this, and, you know, to hide behind, you know, these protestations, oh, that there's hardly any fraud. Well, you say that because there's no mechanism to check whether there's fraud. So, of course, you know, people can say, oh, there, you know, there's no, you know, proven mass voter fraud in this country. Well, at the same time, preventing the evidence from being gathered to see whether that's the case or not.
And there's no case more emblematic of this than this case that you cite here in the mayor of Coldwater, Kansas, who happens to be a Mexican national who is not a citizen of the United States, gets elected as the mayor of Coldwater. And then he goes about voting numerous times, I believe, in state elections. I'm not sure. Did he vote in federal elections as well?
I think the allegations were he's being prosecuted under Kansas state law. So
right.
You know, they were
for voting in
the
Kansas state elections. Right.
Yeah. But
that he's not allowed to.
I assume he was also voting in federal elections, but you know, because you do it all generally, you do it all at the same time. But he's being prosecuted for state elections.
Right. And so if an elected official of a city, we can't get to the bottom of whether or not that individual is allowed to vote or not. And in fact, he did vote in November of 2022, November of 2023, and August of 2024, that he's now being prosecuted for. And his defenders are saying that this is unfair. It's like, well, I'm not exactly sure what that means. What does it mean that it's unfair? The law is the law. I mean, you either follow it or you don't.
Yeah, exactly. The law is the law. And to the extent that permanent residents are voting, not understanding they're not allowed to vote, that's because Congress has made it very difficult to ensure they know they're not allowed to vote. It's Congress's fault as much, if not more, than these individuals. I mean, if they voted knowing that it was illegal to vote, you know, in my mind, that's a slam dunk case for deportation and for criminal sanctions. If they actually voted without understanding they weren't allowed to vote, that's equally Congress's fault for deliberately making it difficult, you know, for them to know. You know, that was Congress's decision. It was mostly, but by all means, not all Democrats in Congress. There were certainly certain Republicans. You know, this is the mess they created, and I would hope Congress would be able to fix it.
I loved his lawyer's comments saying that the technicality of citizenship perhaps has escaped him. It's like, wait a minute, the technicality of citizenship? I mean,
look, if I were the former mayor, I would fire my attorney. He's not doing his client any good by making comments like that. Citizenship is not a technicality. It is the essence of our democracy, and that's almost malpractice for his attorney to be making that argument.
But it's almost it's as though that there's like this conspiracy, right? And most of this has been like well settled law for a long time, and then when they run afoul of the law, it's like this whole notion, all of this is just a mere inconvenience, right? We didn't know, we knew that we could run for the mayor of Coldwater, but it was almost as if we get elected to be the mayor of Coldwater, all of these other legal provisions go away.
No, it's actually, look, I don't want to date myself, but I was involved as a staff member for Congress in 1996 when when the deportation provisions were enacted. It's, it's been three decades. That's certainly enough time for people to figure it out.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see, where this all ends up and whether or not what the buy-in is relative to SAVE. I guess, do they do that on a state-by-state basis?
I think any entity with responsibility can do it. I think it's usually states can do it, but I think in certain instances, localities can do it also. And, I would encourage every state and locality in the country to do it. In my mind, it should be mandatory, but until Congress takes that action, I would encourage every entity that needs to check their voting rolls to make use of this free service that DHS is offering them.
Yeah, for sure. George Fishman, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate your time, your insight. Senior legal fellow with the Center for Immigration Studies. Have a great holiday season.
You too. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, sir. When we return, folks, we'll go to the talk lines and we can talk about anything that we've talked about today or if there's something else that you want to say. There's been a lot of activity on the text line about my monologue this morning. Love to hear from you there as well. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.